Declan, another busy day at the Brandywell.
Good day. It's a culmination of a lot of hard work that's went on over a number of weeks. We'll start with Jack. Obviously, it's his first professional contract. Again, it's credit to the guys in the academy that have nurtured him along for the last year or two. He's played a lot of men's football with New Buildings, and it was great to do a bit of business with New Buildings because they've been a fantastic club, and they've been very easy to work with. They want the best for the boy, and the boy has come in here. He's been training with us for over a year and a half now, and now's his time. He deserves his professional contract, and I've no doubt that he'll push Nathan very hard this year. And as I say, it's another young, talented local player that has signed a 2-year deal. And again, it's everything that we want to do as a football club in terms of tying down our best young players. On top of that, we have signed Will Patching for a 6-month loan. Will has he's had an incredible career up till now, having been, at Man City for a long time. Played League Two football in Notts County. Didn't get the chances that his talent probably deserved. We players in front of him at Dundalk, and he's one of the names on my list that I wanted to bring to the club from the end of last season. He's a very talented midfield player, very creative, and I think he'll be a great asset for us. We also brought Will Fitzgerald, who I've known for a long time throughout the league. 2 years ago, he was a very sought-after player. Stephen Kenny bid 30,000 for him at Dundalk. For one reason or another, he had a couple of setbacks, and he's come into the fold this last week or two and been training with us, and he's been a breath of fresh air. He's such a fantastic person. He's a very technical and attacking player. He's a brilliant dribbler of the ball. He scores great goals, and he's got a physical presence as well, so he can play in a multitude of positions. And Mark Walsh was signed also today. He's a young lad from Donegal that went over to Swansea, and with the pandemic, one thing or the other, he ended up back home. And he's a very dynamic winger. He's a player with huge potential, lots of pace, lots of tricks, real goal threat as well. And again, Mark's been on training with us for a number of weeks, and he has really lit it up in the Brandywell, and I think the big spaces there will stand him in good stead. And really exciting, three attacking players and a local goalkeeper. So, we've good options now. We've got Parkhouse, who's been outstanding in training, Akintunde, outstanding in training. You've got Patching, you've got Fitzgerald, and you've got Walsh now in that attacking third. So it's and young Patrick Ferry. So really exciting for the start of the season.
Do you feel that that's all your business done now, or is there room for more?
No, I think we're happy with where we are. We've 19 senior players. I'm going to be bringing 4 or 5 of our players from the academy up to train on a regular basis. We have people, again, credit the academy staff. We've people like Brendan Barr, Keelan McLaughlin. Young players that have come in and really done really well. Oren Kennedy, Mark McFadden, Oren McLaughlin. Young players that have come in and haven't looked out of place with the first team. So this is the way we're going. We're delighted with the business we've done. I think we've brought 9 or 10 players to the club again, and we're very young, but we're very dynamic. We're very energetic, and we've a real good feeling. I think the likes of Danny Lafferty, Kieran Cole, Darren Cole, the more experienced players in the group, have been sensational in pre-season up to now, and they're going to have a huge role in terms of helping nurture these young players along. And it's been very, very positive over the last couple of weeks of pre-season.
What's the atmosphere been like around the place, Declan, and how has pre-season gone in your eyes?
Pre-season's been brilliant. The boys have come back in an exceptional condition. The atmosphere around the group is second to none. The friendships and the togetherness and it's something that was missing, I felt, in the last year. And we've a really tight group. We've a group that knows what this football club means to them. And as I say, the likes of Lafferty and Cole and Call, they've had that experience. Mark McChrystal's been excellent around the group as well, and it's just been a very positive feel. But look, the bottom line is we got to continue to push hard now in pre-season. We got to make sure we start by winning games. That's the be-all and end-all. We got to win football matches. And, up until now, it's been very positive, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Of course, the first of those pre-season friendlies was to be tomorrow with Dundalk. But for unseen circumstances, that game doesn't go ahead. It's now 11-11. You're hoping to see what your team's made of that one?
Well, look, it was out of our hands at Dundalk game. We're going to play a practice game against Fun Harps t- tomorrow night. But at the same time, it is what it is. It's a practice game, and thankfully Ollie was willing to do that. They only had a game yesterday, so it'll be two teams that'll be mixed up. And you know, it's something we're grateful that Finn Harps were able to give us that fixture. But I don't see it as a proper friendly. It's a game behind closed doors where some of his French players will get minutes and some of our players will get minutes, and then we'll still play each other next Wednesday then. So look, it's unforeseen circumstances with you not being able to play anybody except people in your own league. So I'm looking forward to games. We've three in a week now, so we'll play tomorrow, we'll play Sunday down in Bray, and then we'll play next Wednesday in the Brandywell against Finn Harps again. So a lot of good games coming up. Opportunities for players to stake a claim for that Longford game on the first game of the season. So really positive, but again, look, it's still early days. We have a lot of work to do, and we have to get really ready for that first game.
Thank you, Declan.